If you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you have?
A wardrobe.
A wardrobe. Anything else?
And a chest of drawers.
All right. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Would you ever have an armoire? Or a clothes press?
Nope.
That's a Pennsylvania Dutch expression.
I guess
it is. That sounds familiar to me, a clothes
press.
Who wrote that book? I don't know. This is a series of questions that probably came from a lot of people. They just have heard expressions, and they like to see whether or not they're used here as opposed to there. And you will find that certain communities use certain expressions for things, and then you move down a little bit or up a little bit, and there's a different expression. What do you call the room at the top of the house just under the roof?
Upstairs.
But just under your roof.
Oh, the attic.
What would you have, any other name that you can think of?
No.
In your mother's house, your old house, would you have called it anything other than attic?
Just upstairs. We called it, we hung peanuts upstairs.
And what would you say?
Would you go upstairs and get some peanuts?
Upstairs?
That's all I said.
Wouldn't you ever say in the
attic?
Or in the, nothing else? Never the loft?
No, we had a loft in the barn.
Did you? But you called the barn a loft, but not in the house.
Not in the house.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it a garret?
A what?
A garret?
Mm-mm.
If, what would you call the room that you cook in?
The kitchen.
Would you ever call it anything else?
No.
Ever call it a stove room?
Oh, a long time ago we called it stove room.
Did you?
When
your
did.
Kitchen was separate from your
That's
house.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because we had a wooden stove.
Uh-huh.
We called it stove room.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call it a cookhouse?
No.
Would you ever have had anything similar to a winter or a summer kitchen? Would you call it the kitchen house?
No, just kitchen.
Kitchen. All right. What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes? Anything else?
Cupboard.
Cupboard. Ever kitchen closet? Ever buttery?
Mm-mm.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Antiques. Some people do. I call it junk. I grew up with antiques, and I'm not especially fond of them.
Aren't you? I am. I've gotten, since I've been in the South, I think I've really developed quite a taste for them, because down here they are.
I think they're pretty when people go to so much trouble to, do them over and everything, but I don't particularly care for them.
Well, I have some of my mother's old pieces, and I must say, the longer I have them, the more I'm fond of them. And I found something I'll tell you. This lemon oil is just tremendous for older furniture. Mm-hmm. It just brings out the grain of the wood so beautifully. And I've really sort of gone to town since I found this out, redoing them, going over it with them, and it does seem to bring out the sheen. What would you call a room that you used to store odds and ends in?
Smokehouse.
Smokehouse? All right. What else?
Outhouse.
Outhouse.
Barn. That's all. Storage room. And then we had a tool shed.
Okay. You've been doing fine. Ever a plunder room? That would have been my mother's choice, I'm sure. Ever, you said storeroom, and you said junk room. Speaking of your daily housework, would you say a woman, what would you say a woman does every morning?
Of your housework.
What would you say you do?
I don't do anything. Get up and go.
I believe that, trying to get in touch with you. What would you do if you were going to have company?
Oh, you'd clean up the house and start preparing dinner.
You clean up then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any other word you use instead of clean up?
Straighten up.
Any other?
Pick up. Put away. That's all. Just clean up the house.
Would you ever say rids up?
Mm-mm.
That's Pennsylvania Dutch, I'm sure. Or reds up. Tidies up.